This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
At 10 Things That Scare Me, we've noticed that what you're afraid of sometimes depends on where you are in life. So this week we're replaying three of our favorite episodes. One that represents youth, one that represents coming of age, and one that represents growing old. Today, growing old.
Wait a minute. I have too many fears here. Oh, I thought I counted 10. Oh, wait a minute. No, I do have. No, that's right. I have 10. Okay. Number one, sharks. Number two is fleas. I had a terrible flea infestation in my house. And I was living in this 5-bedroom house all by myself because my wife had moved out just about a month and a half before. So I was living by myself in the house, working on a divorce papers and scratching and bleeding. It was a terrible time. Number three, diverticulitis. I had two attacks about 5.5 years ago, and I didn't have the operation that 7 doctors recommended. And since I'd gone against the advice of 7 doctors, I always have had that fear of the thing coming back to me and having the attack and then looking like a fool. Number four. MRI. I had an MRI done and the MRI was squeezing me in and I felt claustrophobic. Number five, guns. Now, I personally have fear of using a gun because I'm afraid it might go off and hurt somebody. And really, I don't have a gun. It's funny, but I'm really appreciative of other people who have guns. I think every house should have at least a gun, if not a machine gun. And the reason for that is that I have a fear of another Holocaust or something like it happening. I know someone who comes to the synagogues that I like to attend, and he always has, on Shabbat morning, on Saturday morning, he has a gun in his pocket. God forbid if anything happened like it happened in Tree of Life, but I know that it would be very helpful, the fact that he would be back there. Number six, good and bad, better and worse. My fears are that people do not see the difference between good and bad. I'm in music, for instance, and one time I had to leave a congregation as a cantor, and my old congregation was trying to get a cantor for high holidays after I leave. And they had this terrible singer who just, his pitch and tonality wasn't good. His knowledge of the Jewish music was not good. And I could not understand how they could make a decision like this. Number 7, classical music. I'm afraid it's being lost. Number 8, losing my lines during a written speech or when conducting music from a score. Number 9, no one listening to me about my opinions and ideas. Just as an example, I can say I have a benevolent way to deal with the illegal aliens. And I tried a few different ways to get it to Trump organization because I feel that he's really good. And I went to his Mar-a-Lago house, actually, when he wasn't around, and gave it to his guard. Said, could you hand this to the president? It's very important. It's just one page would be very clear to understand, you know, what my solution was. And I never got an answer showing me that they read the solution. Number 10, radical Islam. Well, I grew up in Iran. My father was a very famous singer, maybe the most famous of Persian art music. I grew up with actually a lot of Muslims. My best friends were Muslims. But nevertheless, you know, my father had these friends that we would travel together, and my father always sang. You know, what they would say to my father was, Heyfe to ke judi. What a pity that you're Jewish. But we were friends. We ate together and had a good time. But yet, that little, I don't know if you can call it anti-Semitism, but that little bit was there. So I am afraid, even though I have friends who are Muslims, but the radical Islam, I have a fear of it. My name is Howard Dardashti. I was born with the name Hamid Dardashti. And when I lived in Israel, I was called Yehuda Dardashti. And these are 10 things that scare me. All right, let me try. Yevarechecha Hashem Mitzion Urebe Tov Yerushalayim Yevarechecha Hashem Mitzion Kol Yemei Yemecha Yecha Urevanim Levanecha Shalom Al Yisrael Israel. I might listen to myself later and say, oh God, I wasn't warmed up. My pitch might have not been exactly the way I like it.
Howard Dardashti is a real estate broker and a cantor in Florida. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That knowing what Sudoku is actually turns out to be important. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org. Thank you.